this place today. Amen. Glory to God. I want to read one scripture, Luke 12 and verse number 32. Amen. If you would find that, Luke 12 and verse number 32. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Maybe you could quote this. Maybe you know it tonight. Amen. But I tell you, just bless my soul. Amen. When he said, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Amen. Look at that again. "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Amen. Father, we thank you for this word tonight. We thank you for the songs that have been sung, Lord, that we know, Father, that you have ordained tonight to just go right along with what we want to share with these great people. Father, we have got along with you, Lord, and you have spoken to our heart to share this word to your people tonight. And Father, we're just asking you now, Lord, that you would anoint us to let us preach with power, with authority. Let our hearts be open, Lord, and our spirit willing tonight, and just receive this word tonight. Lord, that we would be encouraged, that we would be lifted up, Lord, and that we would be strengthened tonight from you. We pray, Father, that when this the service is over, we're believing you tonight, God, that these altars are going to be filled with people seeking your face for a healing and for a strength that we need tonight. And now, Lord, just anoint us, we ask. Let us preach only the words tonight that you have given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said amen. And you may be seated. Amen. Look at this again. He said, "Fear not." Amen. "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Amen. That definition of pleasure tonight, it means a pleasant feeling. It means to delight. Another definition was one's will. And then the last definition that Webster had was, it said, a thing that gives delight or satisfaction. And if, when you think about that tonight, that is God's will for you and I tonight. Amen. To have a pleasant feeling or a delight. Amen. Or something that would satisfy. Glory to God. As I was praying last night at our prayer meeting, the Spirit brought to my remembrance this encouraging scripture that we shared with you. Amen. And the Word, and I read that whole chapter of Luke and done some references and different things, but that word, that message is not and was not for the world. It was not for the Pharisees. It was not even for the large crowd that was there that day, but it was and still is for God's children. Amen. When he said, "To fear not, little flock." Glory to God. I read where Jesus was teaching to a multitude. The scripture said, insomuch that they trod one upon the other. Amen. But look at Luke 12 and 1 very closely. When he said, he began to say unto his disciples, first of all. Amen. And Jesus began to encourage his disciples to not to fear them or their threats or their deeds. He was talking about the Pharisees. He continued to encourage his children, not in Luke 12, not to worry about food, not to worry about clothing, not to worry about money. In fact, he said in Luke 12 and 5, he said, "I will forewarn you whom you shall fear." He said, "Fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell." He said, "Yea, I say unto you, fear him." Amen. To reverence him, to have a godly fear. I want you to know tonight, if you don't get anything else out of the word, get this: God wants his children to trust him.
God wants his children today, right now, wherever you're at, whatever you're going through, not to worry, as Haley said, amen, not to feel guilty and condemned and defeated, like Mason said, but God wants you to trust him, and whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Give the Lord a good hand of praise. God wants us to trust him. Years ago, I read where a captain of a large vessel set sail with his family from Liverpool, and his destination was New York. And one night, when everyone was asleep, they said a sudden storm arose, and the wind came sweeping over the water, and it struck the vessel that it almost capsized. And everything movable, they said, was sent tumbling and crashing, and the passengers became aware that they were in imminent peril, and everyone was alarmed. They said many sprang from their rooms and began to get dressed. And they said the captain's little daughter, just 8 years old, was awakened and cried with fright. And she said, "What is the matter?" And when someone told her about a strong storm, she said, "Is my father on deck?" Amen. "Is my father on deck?" And when assured that he was, they said the little girl just dropped back her head on the pillow without a fear. Amen. And went sound asleep in spite of the howling winds and the crashing waves. Can I tell you tonight, that's exactly the picture that God wants us to be in today. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I know that we're in a tough time, but it's not bigger than God. I know that we're in a dark time, but it's not stronger than God. Hallelujah. God is bigger. God is bigger than all of us. Problems. Somebody shout amen. Hallelujah. God wants his people to trust him tonight. Jesus knew here in Luke 12 that his disciples was filled with fear of that day. They were few in number. Their adversaries were many and were great. They feared and they faced great difficulties. But all through Luke 12, he encourages them to not to fear, but to trust the Father. Look at Luke 12. 6-7. I want you to look at these encouraging words from Jesus. I read these this afternoon over and over and over, and it just began to encourage me. Amen. Look at Luke 12, verse number 6. And when he said, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God?" He said, "But even the very hairs of your head were all are numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows." Look at Luke 12, 11. "When they bring you into the synagogues and unto the magistrates and powers, take ye no thought how or what thing ye shall answer or what ye shall say, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say." Look at verse number 24. He said, "Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, and which neither have storehouse nor barn, but and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls?" And then verse 29, he said, "And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind, for all these things to the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things." He said, "But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all of these things shall be added unto you." And let me read that text again. "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give to you the kingdom." Can you just give God a wave offering of praise? Can you just thank him for life, health, and strength? Come on, give him a good wave offering of praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, and with those promises, with that same concern, with that same passion, our Lord desires for us this same comfort, this same blessing. Ladies and gentlemen, the fact is that God's people in this world are now and have always been and will always be His flock. I want to say that again. God's people, I'm saying God's people. I didn't say church members. I said God's people. I didn't say board members. I said God's people. I didn't say preachers, pastors, evangelists. I said God's people in this world are now and have always been and will always be His flock. Hallelujah. And sadly today, multitudes who wear the name of Christ, multitudes who meet regularly in the house of God, amen. But according to the word of God, found in Matthew 7:14, He said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. Look at that next word, and few there be that find it. Amen. Luke 12:1, ladies and gentlemen, seemingly it's a picture of the scene of our world today, where the Bible said an innumerable multitude of people were there, but only a few followed Him. Come on, friend. Only a few trusted Him. There was a crowd that day, but only a few obeyed Him. As compared to the world, I want you to hear me tonight. We may be a little flock. Amen. But we are His flock. I said we may be a little flock, but we are His flock. Christ is our shepherd. He chose us to be His sheep. He bought us with His wonderful blood. Can you give Him another hand of praise tonight? And we are constantly under His care because we are His flock. Amen. I believe that's what Haley and Mason was singing to us tonight about. Amen. And encouraging us tonight. He is our Heavenly Father. And He wants us to be comforted. He wants us to be at peace. He said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Amen. I want you to see that. Hallelujah. We have people today that have cut one another's throat. Amen. To take over. Amen. A seat in authority and a seat in a power. We have assassinations against world leaders. Amen. Because they won't control. But look at the heavenly creator, the supreme being. He said, it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Know about you, but that touches me. That ministers to me. Amen. Because as I read Luke 12, I see where Jesus is teaching His disciples, and He's teaching us tonight not to fear death. Not to fear death, not to fear public shame or peer pressure, not to fear poverty and want. He wants us to see that our Heavenly Father is a God whose people do not need to fear. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 65:24. He said, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. Glory to God. Some of you remember Him. Most, and a lot of you don't. But Brother Johnny McGuirt, he was with us when we were at Gospel Lighthouse. And he was with us over at the YWCA, amen, but because of health issues and he wasn't able and hasn't been able. He's came a time or two over here. He has saw the new building, but I don't think he has ever been able to make it to church. Amen. And as we speak, Brother Johnny McGuirt is in the Baptist hospital right now. Amen. But he was used by the Lord to get Faith Chapel started. God used this man to start this church. Amen. But I went to see him Monday when he was in the hospital. He's been a very sick man and was in a induced coma, they said, for 5 days and was on life support. And Monday, as I visited him, he was wide awake. There was no ventilator on him. He was wide awake. And when I stepped in to his room, those great big old arms just opened up. And I hugged him, and he hugged me. And he can only whisper. And he just said, "Oh, man, it's so good to see you." Amen. Those tubes that he had down his throat for 5 days, they damaged him. His vocal cords. Amen. But he kept telling me over and over and over again about an experience that he's had. Amen. He said, "They said that I fought them for 5 days when I was in that coma." He said, "I don't remember a thing." He said, "I'll tell you," and he's whispering, and he said, "but I'll tell you what I do remember." He said, "I remember I was in one of the most beautiful places I had ever seen in my life." He said, "I felt such a peace and such a calm." Amen. And he said, "and Brother Randy, right now," he said, "I still feel that peace. I still feel that calm." Hallelujah. I want you to know tonight, God. Oh, I said, I want you to know tonight, God wants us to have a peace of mind. God wants us to have the joy of the Lord that is our strength. God wants us to know that everything is taken care of. Give the Lord a good hand of praise. He said it was so beautiful, so peaceful. He said, "I know I'm sick." He said, "and I'm praying." He said, "because I got a goal." He said, "I want to make it to Faith Chapel one more time." He said, "I know I'm sick." He said, "but I want you to know I'm not worried." Amen. He said, "my only regret is if I leave her," pointing to his wife. He said, "but then I know that she's going to be all right. She's going to be fine." He said, "because I have a peace like I cannot explain." Amen. And I thought, isn't that what James 4, 6 and 7 tells us when he said, "be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." He didn't say, "let your request be made known unto man." When you do, you get only what man can give you. But when you cry out to God, you get his love, you get his power, you get his grace, you get his mercy, you get his word. Oh, somebody give God a hand of praise. Hallelujah. I like what Jackie sent on Facebook when it talked about storm. Amen. S-T-O-R-M. And it means something that only remains momentarily. And I like that. Something, amen, that only remains momentarily. I can tell you that only will happen and that only will work when you pray and turn it all over to God. And that's what the Lord was trying to teach the people here in Luke 12 and 1. Amen. To just turn it over to him. Don't worry about food. Don't worry about drink. Don't worry about the clothing. Just take a look at the sparrow and know that they're not much worth of anything. But God even takes care of them. How much more are you more valuable than a little bitty sparrow? That's what he was teaching. That's what he was telling. Glory to God. Let me tell you something. Oh, when I read that word, amen, and when you pray and when you turn it all over to God because he cares, and then you have the word that says it is his good pleasure to give to you the kingdom. Amen. The kingdom. Glory to God. I want to tell you something right quick tonight, Brother Simon, and I believe you will agree with me, my brother, as a minister of the gospel. We have others, Sister Darn, Sister Wilson. Glory to God. We've got a generation now that is hearing a lot of things that's supposed to be gospel. Amen. Oh, they're talking about this. They're talking about that. Amen. If you got a four-car garage, or you drive a Rolls Royce, if you dress in the latest fashion, if you have on the most expensive suit, oh, but let me tell you, look at Romans 14 and 17. He said the kingdom of God is not meat and not drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what he's talking about. That's what he said. It is the Father's good pleasure to give to you the kingdom. God wants you to have joy. God wants you to have peace. God wants you to have healing. God wants to see your loved ones saved. Somebody give Jesus a hand of praise. Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to say something here tonight. I don't know if you'll agree with me or not. I don't know if you're going to believe me tonight, what I'm going to tell you. Amen. But I'm going to say it. God knows my heart. Hallelujah. They can have all the popularity they want. I want the pleasure of the Lord. They can have all the riches they want. I want the anointing. Come on, hallelujah. I said they can have the mega churches. I want the approval of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's his good pleasure to give to us the kingdom of God. Somebody give him a good praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And this is the very thing, this is the very truth that Jesus was teaching his disciples in Luke 12. Amen. I can almost see them. You'd have to do some research. You'd have to understand and know what I'm talking about. Brother Darwin, those Pharisees, when they hit the streets, their robes was longer than anybody else's. Signifying they were more holy, more righteous. Bible history even says that they would wear keys at the bottom of their garment, signifying, telling them that they had the keys of knowledge. Oh, Jesus even warned his disciples. He said, you watch them, you observe them. Amen. They desire to sit in Moses' seat. Come on, friend. I want you to hear me tonight. Hallelujah. There's so much of a crowd that they're trodden on one another. They can't get in because they're stepping on one another. There's such a crowd, amen, that's in that house. Oh, and then Jesus looks at that crowd and he says, fear not, amen, little flock. Woo! Fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give to you the kingdom. What are you trying to tell me, Pastor? What are you trying to tell me? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus was saying in our own terms, even if you're not in the Pharisee clique, you're saved. Even though you're not in their clique, you're saved. Hallelujah. Even though you're in a trying time, you can have peace. Fear not, little flock. Even when sorrow times are here, you can still have joy. Hallelujah. Oh, I want you to understand, it is with good pleasure the Father gives you these things tonight, church. Glory to God. Hear me tonight. I thought how God wants his people to know he rejoices in them. Hallelujah. How many believes that? How many believes God rejoices when he watches his children? Just like you do, just like I do. Hallelujah. When your baby hits a base hit or a home run, woo, you can't contain yourself. Hallelujah. I can't wait till old Braden starts playing. Y'all think I get loud here? You wait till that day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to let them know that's my grandson out there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't shout me down. Hallelujah. I love you. I hope you love me. I'm trying to preach you what's on my heart tonight. God's watching us. God's watching us. And he's taking notice, glory to God, and he wants to rejoice in us. How do you know that? He said in 3 John 14th verse, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Honey, I want you to know the truth is Jesus saves, Jesus sanctifies, Jesus strengthens. The blood is powerful. The blood is necessary. The blood redeems. Somebody give him a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Yes, he rejoices. Glory to God. When the enemy comes against you, when the enemy comes against you and he comes against me, oh, it may knock us for a loop. Glory to God. But once we get our balance back, we just keep on walking. I believe the Lord smiles. Glory to God. I'll never forget a lesson that the Lord showed me. I can show you at Highway 165 and 13 on Jackson Street in the parsonage one day. I was in the living room. I'd been praying. Oh, let me tell you. And there were some things that was going on. And I never will forget. There was a family Bible there laying on the coffee table. I flipped that thing over and I began to read about old Job. And how Job, how he went through all of those ordeals. He went through the trouble. He went through the trial. But then I remember what God said to Satan when he said, hast thou considered my servant Job? He said, there's none like him in all the earth. What I'm trying to tell you, Satan was watching Job, but God was watching the whole thing. I said, Satan was watching, trying to find a pitfall, trying to find a fault, but God was in control of the whole situation. Oh, he rejoices when we watch and when we walk in truth. Somebody give Jesus another hand of praise. Woo! What was the song that Mason sung tonight? Glory to God. I love that song. I don't know if he wrote it or not, but it's powerful. Glory to God. It is mine, or he is mine, or whatever it was. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that you belong to Jesus? Oh, come on. Give him another hand clap of praise and appreciation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, fear not, little flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. One more scripture tonight, and I'm going to invite you around these altars. Amen. But it's found in John 16, in verse number 33. We're seeing things coming upon this world like we've never seen before. I mean, I know you're getting tired of me saying that, but I'm going to keep warning you. We are in the last days. Jesus is soon to return. Amen. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Same thing Noah faced, the same thing Noah saw. We're seeing it coming upon this face of the earth. We're seeing the same sins, amen, that Noah had to face. And regardless tonight, friend, of what you think, Homosexuality is bad, and it was bad enough, and that was a major sin in Noah's day. But you look at the preacher, one of the main sins that they had was pride. Pride. They wouldn't kneel before the Lord. They wouldn't obey the Lord. Amen. And it brought on suffering. It brought on all of the hardships in this world. And that's what Jesus was telling this group of people. Amen. The first thing, you remember what he said in Luke 12:1? He spake to his disciples first, amen, and told them to take heed of the Pharisees, amen. Glory to God. But listen, listen. He says here in John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you that in me ye might have peace. He said, in the world ye shall have tribulations. You shall have trouble. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad of that? I have overcome the world. I believe what Jesus is teaching us is to continue to look to Him, continue to trust Him, to continue to rely on Him. I said we may be a little flock, but we are His flock. You read the Word of God, He always had a remnant. He always had a people. They may be few in number, but He always had a people that would walk like He walked, talk like He talked, live like He lived. Oh, listen, friend, it is the Father's good pleasure to give to you the kingdom that you can live in victory, you can live with joy, you can live in peace. Somebody ought to shout it. Come on, stand to your feet and give God a hand of praise in the house of the Lord. Come on, give Him a good hand of praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. I don't know, Brother Smith, I just don't see it that way. I just don't see it as bad as you do. I just don't. Well, I want you to know tonight, amen, I believe that without His Word, we'll fall. I believe without His Spirit, we'll fail. I believe without the unction and without the anointing, we will be powerless. But what did He say? He said, fear not, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give to you the kingdom. We read to you, amen, what the kingdom of God was. It's not meat, Brother Billy, and drink. We tease about that, Brother Carper. Amen. Boy, him and his wife took me and Sister Smith out to a fish place, and we brought home fish. We brought home shrimp. We enjoyed ourselves that night and the next day, too. We took it home. But that's not the kingdom. Food, drink, clothing. Amen. It's not the kingdom. The kingdom is righteousness, joy, hallelujah, peace, glory to God. Oh, if there's any sick, I believe healing, hallelujah, victory, glory to God, deliverance, breakthroughs. I believe that is the kingdom of God. Somebody praise Him. Somebody praise Him. Woo! Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I believe it makes the devil scratch his head when he comes at you with his best shot and it just staggers you, but you just get right back up. What in the world can I do? I've tried everything. I've tried everything. Amen. Let Him keep on trying, and you and I keep on trusting. Come on now. Let Him keep on trying, because He wouldn't be the devil if He wouldn't try us. Come on. He wouldn't be the devil if He wouldn't tempt us. I like how you're shouting. He wouldn't be the devil if He wasn't the enemy, but He is the enemy, and He's a liar and the father of all lies. There is victory in Jesus. Hallelujah. Want our musicians to come just real quickly tonight. And Brother Larry, I want you to bring that pamphlet that you brought from Holly. But I wonder if you're here tonight and you may be discouraged. You may be downhearted, disturbed, sick, lost, sad. Like what Mason said a while ago, that's not God's will. Come on now. That's not God's will. But we just read it to you. What His good pleasure is to give you the kingdom. You may be here this way tonight, but you don't have to leave that way. Glory to God. Tonight I want us to come around these altars, amen, and to know and to understand that it is our Heavenly Father's good pleasure to give to you the kingdom. Can I hear a good amen? Hallelujah. Come on, I want you to just come around these altars tonight. Let's pray. Let's ask for more strength, more wisdom. Come on, glory to God. We need to grace to abound. Hallelujah. We need power tonight over the enemy. We need power over trials. Glory to God. There are people that need healings in their bodies tonight. Glory to God. We ought to be children of light tonight. Oh,